Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Bell reaches second base with a double. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Morin fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Morin. Nuxhall goes all the way around to score. Burgess moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Burgess scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush takes first base on ball 4. Neiman moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walls scores. Morin moves to third. It's 2-1, Reds. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long strikes out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morin scores. Two outs. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nuxhall is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Temple for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Klusowski, and towards Temple, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-2 in the game. Speak hits a fly ball towards center. Bell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bell. Adams moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Walls reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. Speak goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rush bunts towards the mound. Clip Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Adams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 3 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speak. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Speak steals second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynch moves to second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Cubs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Bobby Adams. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jack Littrell now playing third base. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.